Elder LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr. of the 70. Elder LeGrand Rain Curtis, Jr. knows that the Lord requireth a heart and a willing mind. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 34. He loves serving in the church, and he does it with hard work and a willing attitude, says his wife, Jane Cowan Curtis, whom he married in the Salt Lake Temple on January 4, 1974. Service is his greatest wish and desire. Elder Curtis was born in August 1952 in Ogden, Utah, USA, to LeGrand R. and Patricia Glade Curtis. His father later became a member of the Second Quorum of the 70 from 1990 through 1995. Before his call to the First Quorum of the 70, Elder Curtis Jr. served in the Italy North Mission and as bishop, high counselor, stake president, president of the Italy Padova Mission, and Area 70. He was serving as a member of the Fifth Quorum of the 70 in the Utah Salt Lake City area at the time of his call to the First Quorum. Elder Curtis graduated from Brigham Young University with a degree in economics and earned his Juris Doctorate from the University of Michigan. At the time of his call, he was working as an attorney and partner at a law firm. In addition to attending school and working, Elder Curtis and his wife have raised five children. After serving as an Area 70 from 2004 to 2011, Elder Curtis says he has appreciated the opportunity to work with the general authorities. "I've been blessed to work with some exceptional leaders in the church," he says. "Watching them and learning from them has been a great privilege." Sister Curtis says Elder Curtis always has had willing hands and a willing heart. His attitude was always, "I will do," she says. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 34, ends with these words, "The willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land of Zion in these last days." Brother and Sister Curtis say they and their children and grandchildren have been exceptionally blessed for serving the Lord.